News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Cathal Hennessy. He's the Managing Director of RWE Renewables Ireland. Cathal, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Bobby, and good morning to all your listeners.
Now, we'll start with the impeccable pedigree, a man from Urlingford in County Kilkenny. Your family were, I think you had an agricultural import-export business, so you grew up in a business environment.
That's right, Bobby. Yeah, I grew up in Urlingford, still a lot of family and friends obviously still there. And it was a family business, and you know, it was a good learning from a very early age working in the family business. It was a, you know, an international business, importing and exporting agricultural products around Europe. And so it was quite common to wake up some mornings and some of my father's clients from the Netherlands or Poland or Portugal, wherever, would be sitting down having kitchen, having breakfast in the kitchen on a morning before school. Right. So it was that environment we grew up in.
Now, you studied science and forestry at UCD. I think the first job post college, you were involved in the business development in Caolte, Cathal. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that's maybe where you first came across renewables. Is that right?
Correct, Bobby. Yeah. So I started working as a postgraduate qualification within Caolte, and very early started working in the business development area of Caolte, looking at renewable energy. First, I was involved in biomass, looking obviously at Caolte having a lot of biomass forestry on their estate. We looked at how could we monetize that through generating a new business in biomass. But Caolte at that time were looking very seriously how to maximize the revenue from their land bank, being the largest landowner in Ireland, and being very highly elevated sites and very isolated sites. Obviously, wind energy was a key growth area they identified. So luckily, I evolved and started to work within the wind energy development team. It's where I suppose earned my stripes in the renewables game.
Yeah. And can we ask you a little bit about wind energy, Cathal? Because, again, you know, I think there are a lot of myths and legends out there about it. Like, why have we only got one offshore wind farm in Ireland when we've got an abundance of wind? Is it cost? What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, cost was one of the reasons. So Ireland has an excellent wind resource, probably the best in Europe. And the regulators and the policymakers at the time rightly said, well, let's try and develop the least cost renewable electricity solution at the time. And that was, at the time, onshore wind, and actually still is. And so we, and over the last 20, 30 years, the first wind farm in Ireland was built 30 years ago, have been concentrating on developing onshore wind. And but now the challenge for Ireland is to have 70% renewable electricity by 2030. And we can't do that with onshore wind alone. We need to go offshore wind. We need to go more solar PV, etc. So we need all these technologies. And luckily, at this time, because of the deployment of offshore wind in other markets, particularly around Europe, the cost of offshore wind has come down, which now is cost competitive, and it was a really good choice for Ireland to move offshore, and that's what we're doing here in Ireland with RWE as well.
Yeah, RWE, I won't even try to pronounce maybe you'd give what RWE stands for.
Your German might be better than mine there, Bobby. I'll let you try it.
Rheinisch-Westfälisches Elektrizwerk, something like
there you
that.
Go. So perfect. You got it in one.
So that's an interesting business in that it's a 120-year-old company, a German energy company, but obviously is moving from a traditional energy company into wind and renewables. So tell us a little bit about your organization.
Yeah, it's very interesting, as you mentioned, steeped in German energy history. We would be the largest energy utility in Germany. And obviously our history is in conventional generation over 120 years. However, the last number of years through the subsidiary RWE Renewables, the company I work for, all the new growth is in renewables, and we're on the wind down of our conventional business in not just Germany, but other markets, UK, Netherlands, etc. And by 2040, our business will be carbon neutral. So, for instance, in the renewables business globally, we work in 15 different countries across 4 continents. And over the next, between now and the end of 22, we plan to invest 5 billion euros into new renewable energy projects. That's of our own money. That's equity of our money. Wow. So it's an exciting time. And Ireland, what's exciting about, you know, being an Irishman is Ireland is front and center of that that growth strategy for RWE. So it's very exciting.
Going back to the, I suppose, the offshore versus onshore wind farms, Cathal, lots of people maybe not so happy about onshore wind developments in places of scenic beauty, etc. So really, again, another plus for offshore is that they're not really bothering anybody if they're out on the Arklow Bank. And in fact, some might argue that they're an attractive site.
Yeah, well, onshore has been our bread and butter and will continue to be. The government targets is to double the amount of onshore wind energy in Ireland, and in the right location, developed correctly and working closely with communities and the local planning authority, we can do that, and we plan to do that, and other people doing. And as mentioned, onshore wind is still the lowest cost of new generation in Ireland, so good for electricity consumers in Ireland. But you're right, you know, we need to do more in Ireland. We need to hit that 70% target, and we need to look offshore. We do have an abundance, obviously, resource around the country, and we're very happy and excited about developing, I suppose, our marquee project in Ireland is the Dublin Array project, which you referenced there, the Kish. It's on the Kish and Bray Banks. And that project is under development at the moment, and we're quite excited about that.
Yeah. And if we look as well about, and again, I don't understand really how the grid works, but if you go back to the basics of wind energy, when the wind doesn't blow and we need electricity, storing electricity has always been the big challenge. So talk to me about battery storage and some of the other innovations that are happening around that.
Well, we're heavily invested in the battery storage market, but a misconception really is we're storing the battery the electricity in the battery for a very short duration to provide system services to stabilize the grid. So when the wind is blowing very hard, actually the grid can become slightly unstable, and EirGrid are leading this technology and leading the rollout of the innovation of the DS3 services globally, actually. And what that has done is has developed market signals for companies like us to develop battery storage projects. So we commissioned our first battery storage project actually in Europe, RWE's first in Europe, in Balbriggan, North County Dublin. So that is 40-foot containers of batteries connected into the grid. And when called upon by EirGrid, we can provide services to EirGrid to stabilize the grid. And that's has allowed us to have the highest penetration of onshore wind of any country in the world, and will help us deliver on those 70% renewable electricity targets.
Okay, so it's very interesting then, and because that's always been the challenge, to be able to actually store the energy, and again to allow for the peaks and troughs of demand, which is really interesting to see that being challenged. I can't let you go without asking you about your interesting fact about the candidate, that while in travelling around Australia, you did a stint around window cleaning on a high-rise building in Melbourne, and you were abseiling off the buildings with a bucket of water and a harness. Is that right? Is that part of the experience yeah. before building wind farms?
I must like heights or something, Bobby. Yeah, no, yeah, you were funny when your producer was asking for some interesting facts. I have to scratch my head. But yeah, when I went to work that morning and I thought it was going to be in one of those metal cages you see on television, and the guy started taking ropes out of the back of the van. It's like... I was like, what's all this about? But yeah, no, we do things, don't we, to pay for our travels around Australia. Yeah.
Yeah. So finally then, Cathal, are you optimistic about the future of wind? Clearly your own business, RWE, putting a huge investment into the sector here in Ireland. So yeah, it's looking good.
It's looking good. We've earmarked about 1.3 billion euros to invest in the Irish energy market over the next 10 years. And that's not a cap. You know, we will hopefully grow that aspiration. But there is significant opportunities, not just for companies like us, but smaller companies and service providers and communities. And the good thing about renewable electricity and onshore wind in particular, a lot of the benefits are spread locally.
Okay.
And are spread locally. And we're very encouraged and very excited about the next 10 years.
All right. Well, good luck with it. And thanks for joining us this morning. That's Cathal Hennessy of RWE Renewables. That's all we got time for today.